Hi, this is a dictation for Marianne Hamdan. M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E. Marianne. Last name is Hamdan, H-A-M-D-A-N. Date of birth is 4/15/1967. Date of accident 12/29/2023. Date of service 2/8/2024. Present with the history of being involved in an alleged automobile accident on December 29, 2023. Chief complaint: severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, upper back, in the tune of 8 to 10, and it is causing shooting pain to both the legs, both arms, pain in the both hips and both shoulders. Along with headaches and symptoms of TBI. History of the automobile accident is described as follows by the patient. On December 29, 2024, the patient was traveling at around 3:30 p.m. as a restaurant driver of a Toyota Avalon at around 45 miles. And was parked at a stop sign near Mansville and Paul Street, M-A-N-S-V-I-L-L-E. The other street is Paul Street, P-A-U-L. It is near the Detroit and Dearborn city boundaries. According to her, she was stopped at the stop sign. Another vehicle, which is GMC truck, came from behind and rear-ended without stopping at all at 45 miles an hour. The patient reported that she was not wearing a seat belt at the time of accident. The airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient did not go to the hospital ER. Further, the damage to the vehicle is that the accident caused damage to the bumper, which got smashed. The rear frame came down, but there was no other major damage. Regarding the injury to the patient, the patient reported that the event happened too fast to remember everything, and she did not pass out, no lacerations or any fractures, but she reports that she hit her right index finger to the steering wheel, which is swollen, and she started having pain in the both knee, both hips. He had a whiplash injury where he jerked forward and then backward, hitting into the headrest. She chose not to go to the emergency room at the time of accident. Oh, I am so sorry. She did go to the emergency room at Henry Ford Hospital. X-ray CT scan were done, and then she was discharged. CT scan of the head was done. She was there for 9 hours. She was provided with Tramadol and a muscle relaxer. Short note about the care at the Henry Ford Hospital. On 12/29/2023, when she went to the hospital, it was reported that she had reported head trauma and she was restrained, and she was ambulatory after the accident without any focal neurological deficit. She started having headache, dizziness, nausea, and neck pain at the time of accident. She was not intoxicated. He informed that the patient suffers from fibromyalgia, migraine, and osteoporosis in the past medical history. The patient was not in any distress, and there was slight midline spinal tenderness in the cervical region. Tension headaches, neck strain was suspected. CT of the C-spine was negative for any fracture. CT of the head was negative for any bleeding in the brain. And therefore, after she was discharged. And physical examination was equivocal. Regarding the history of present pain illness, patient is reporting ongoing headaches that are moderately severe, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, constant, associated with nausea, and they are occupying front and the back, mostly. Headaches are usually severe, and they are affecting her ADLs. They are sensitive to light and noise. Symptom of TBI, there is associated symptoms, TBI are dizziness, vertigo, which are constant, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and nightmares, fearful of the event. The patient denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, no nausea, vomiting, no seizures, loss of consciousness, no taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. Facial muscles are intact. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient suffering from pain, which is in the neck around 10, mid back pain is 8, upper back pain is 10, and lower back pain is 10. Neck pain is reported shooting to the posterior part of the upper extremities up to the wrist as numbness and tingling off and on. In the lower back pain is reported radiating to both legs posteriorly and anteriorly as numbness and tingling occupying all the 5 toes. Patient also has severe pain in both the shoulders, except left shoulder is more worse, which is 10. Right shoulder is only 4. And she is unable to lift the left shoulder beyond 90 degrees. Additionally, she reports a pain in the lower back, which is across, shooting to both the hips. And she thinks her left hip is injured. Here also, the left hip is more pain than the right. Is able to walk reasonably well, and it appears that these pains are reported continuous and described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, aching, and tender. Pain status is 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are a factor 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving, and bending, coughing, sneezing, and even sitting. Relieved by nothing but hot shower. So far, patient reports of having a CT scan and X-rays at the Henry Ford Hospital, which are the reports are available. Associated symptoms are muscle weakness and numbness, tingling of both legs as pins and needle, and posterior part of both arms, but not involving fingers. However, all the toes and bottom of the foot is involved in numbness, tingling. It denies any blood bowel incontinence. She reports of weakness, difficulty walking, fatigue, anxiety, denies any saddle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, or any other issues. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports of having a treatment initially at Henry Ford Hospital on the day of accident, where she spent 9 hours, CT scan of the head and the neck was negative. Thereafter, she went to a chiropractor, Dr. Mustafa, where she has done 12 to 15 visits so far with no improvement at all, and she has not had any physical therapy and no medications. No other treatments are reported. Please review the chart for the past medical history, for the surgical history, allergies history. Please review the chart for family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, and also for the personal history. Please review the chart for the ADLs also. Physical examination, blood pressure is 111 over 75, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 99. Height is 411, weight is 165 pounds. A 56-year-old Italian woman of a good built nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing and cholinergia. He is sitting comfortably, well mannered, and no acute distress is observed, or shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. And patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any antalgic gait, and without using any independent. She is independent walk without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including normal exam, psychiatric, normal neurological examination. Musculature examination reveals spasm of the lower quadratus lumborum with the spasm in the paraspinal region bilaterally. Some spasm is noticed in trapezius muscle, in the upper and middle fiber, with the articular points noticed both sides of the trapezius muscle next to the neck to the shoulder junction. Rest of the muscles are intact with no fasciculation or any abnormal tremors, clonus or atrophy, and exhibit normal tone, bulk and contraction. Musculoskeletal examination. The lumbar spine and cervical spine were examined. It is found to have entire spine has a normal curvature alignment with no scars. Palpation, no scoliosis or abnormal kyphosis. Humpback is noticed. Pelvic ear crest height is equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is noticed in the L5S1. And bilateral SI joints, especially the right, is more worse than the left SI joint. Spasm of the paravertebral muscle is noticed from L1 to L5, and a couple trigger points are noticed, and the spasm is quite severe with mild tenderness and 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 45, extension 50, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 45. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 20, and then bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign. Negative, Sperling sign is negative, Berman test was negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative, in the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Budzinski cutting test negative, straight leg, raising test positive at 45 degree, cross leg raise positive at bilaterally. Bregar test is negative, Kemp test is positive, and Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, the bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender, especially the right sacroiliac joint. Paper test positive bilaterally, Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally, standing flexion test positive, iliac compression test negative. Distraction test was negative. Examination of the extremities, except for both the shoulders and both wrists, the rest of the extremities are completely normal. Warm to touch, well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or any muscle spasm. With normal range of motions of all joints, and quick test is negative. Gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or adaptive device. The examination of the shoulders. Both the shoulder joints have been reported having severe pain, and the examination is as follows. On examination of both the shoulder joints, they appeared normal on inspection and palpation. No local tenderness, spasm, crepitus, or any grinding noises heard on moving the shoulder passively. The passive motions are completely normal. Range of motion of the left shoulder is maximum 90 degrees. The right shoulder is 140 degrees, beyond which patient starts experiencing pain in forward flexion and abduction. Muscle strength on the left is 4x5. On the right side, it is 5x5. Special tests were conducted. An Hawking candidate test was positive on the left shoulder, and speed test, near test is positive on the left shoulder. However, they are negative on the right shoulder. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive, also on the left shoulder. Overall motor power is 4x5. Hand and wrist examination is completely normal with normal carpal tunnel compression testing. The trinal sign, phalen sign is negative, and there is no swelling, deviation, or any atrophy of thin or prominence, muscle weakness, none in either wrist. Motor power is normal, grips are normal, sensations and reflexes are normal. Hip joint. Bilateral hip joints were examined, and a slight tenderness of the bilateral trochanter area is noticed. No fractures are appreciated, and there is no scar, erythema, effusion, no local swelling, tenderness, except at the greater trochanter area. Range of motion of both the hip is completely normal with flexion of 135 degrees, and the motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormally not present. Leg length discrepancy is not present. The Patrick sign, Trendelenburg test, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are all negative. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 X60, heart count is 6.89. S09.90 XA Z79.891 CN R51 R42 F41.1 Nerves M79.2 Muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity, shoulders M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Lower extremities in the hip, M25.551, M25.550. Spine, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. SI spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XX. Plan of care for Marion Hamden comes from the template. The treatment plan for Hamden Marion is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders and both hips, along with chiropractic treatment, massage and acupuncture that she's continuing, that can continue. A disability is ordered for work, housework replacement and transportation based on the findings. Right sacroiliac joint is quite tender, will require extra heat and infrared heat, wet heat, home exercises, medications, non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are ordered, naproxen 500 twice a day for intentional inflammatory and healing. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Fluxetine 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily for the lidocaine gel is ordered for the topical pain relief. Gabapentin 600 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for the headaches and radiculopathy. Puricid 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets for headaches. Alginol with codeine, number 4, 1 or 2 every 12 hour, PRN 14 tablets for 7 days are ordered for this patient. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry. Patient is suffering from anxiety and she may end TBI, and patient will be referred to respective psychiatrist, neurologist at a later date. Fitness club program, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records. A record from ER visit on the day of accident is available. CT scan of the head and CT scan of the C-spine is completely normal. Interventional pain procedure, no procedures are being recommended currently. Patient is found to have a trigger point, SI joint involvement on the right side. And upon the next visit, further recommendation will be made. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation will be ordered for the patient to identify the brain trauma. Referring paternity care caseworker has not been ordered. Past medical records, yes. Investigations. The patient is ordered an MRI of lumbar spine, MRI of the brain with neuroquant and SWIs. DMEs are ordered. And neck brace, lower back brace, tense unit are ordered for the patient. Education is yes. Weight loss program is not warranted. Follow-up visit in 7 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.